Armagh are probably, you know, your top team in that division, and would have made it a kind of a great progression, kind of from Division 3 up, and All Ireland semi finalists last year. So it was a massive, massive win for us, knowing how strong they are and how they're going to be in Ulster. So we were delighted to. Delighted, I know it was a small margin, but delighted to come away with a win. Mm.
I'm sure there was a pep on the step going into training this week.
Yeah, definitely. It gives you a wee bit, I suppose, a wee bit of belief. You know, while we were up for the game and we were gunning for, I suppose, Armagh, you never know until you kind of get across the line, and there was a wee bit of maybe apprehension kind of leading into it. But it's an enjoyable place to be now, 2 wins from two, and you've beat one of the top teams in the group, so it gives you that wee bit more belief. So
yeah, and obviously belief was something that was probably lacking given last season, and you didn't win a game of the league.
That's right, nine and nine, all losses. So it was a tough year, I suppose, the way it ended. It left us with a wee bit of confidence, knowing that we could compete at the higher level. We played Kerry in the last game of the year, and we were competitive that day. Alright, we didn't have the legs probably to finish out the game, but we knew once we would get ourselves together for 2015 and we got on a conditioning program that would maybe be the difference that we were looking for all along. And I know we're in Division 2 now, and we'd be hoping to get out of it, but you can only play what's in front of you, so.
You mentioned there about conditioning and strength training and all that. Quite a lot of work done over the winter season.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we started sometime around the kind of end of September, start of October, with Adam Spear, and I suppose his reputation speaks for itself. He's been fantastic for us all through the winter, getting everybody up to a level, I suppose, where the top teams have been doing this all along, where we haven't, you know. And we're naturally only doing what every other top team in the country is doing, but we needed to get up there, and the girls have embraced it, and it's something that we needed to be doing if we wanted to compete. So it's made a massive difference to us. Even now, your strength on the ball, and we're physically able to compete.
It's obviously a massive boost as well to you guys that are still around. The fact that Aoife McDonald is back, you know, quite a number of other players are coming back. Yvonne McMonigal is coming back. Niamh Hegarty is back as well.
Yeah, massive boost. It's great to have the girls back. So that couple of year period where they were away, it's been difficult. You know, we haven't really been kind of hitting the heights of 2010, and you know, it's a massive boost to have them back. Yvonne will be back, I suppose, hopefully by the end of the league, and just having, you know, Aoife and Niamh back in your squad, and is a fantastic boost for us. So we're delighted, yeah.
And hard to believe it that you have achieved the two wins without, obviously, Geraldine McLaughlin, and Eimear Gallagher was missing last week as well, and Niamh McLaughlin.
That's right, yeah, we had five kind of missing from our, I suppose, your championship team, you would have five or six kind of missing from that starting 15. So when you see what you've to come back into the squad, you'd be excited to kind of see what's down the line, and to see that we're competing now, maybe with not our full hand of players. So they all have to come back in. I suppose it's a tricky period at the minute. Obviously with Geraldine out and different things, I suppose, the change from, we were supposed to play Armagh obviously in the first weekend in February, and that was called off, so the change in fixture kind of meant that a few of the girls had, there was plans made or whatever, so we lost them, and obviously Kate Keeney's out injured at the minute too, which is a big blow, and I suppose with them players to come back in, it's going to be massively positive now, kind of finishing out the league, hopefully, them last round of games where you'd still be hoping to win, you're going to have them coming back in, so it's going to be a great boost.
And by the time this goes out, you'll be on the road away early in the morning to Clare, obviously, it's Saturday morning.
Yep,
and Clare, what, they haven't got set the world alight so far?
Not yet, no, I think they've only 1 point from their first two games. They could have beaten the first day by Cavan, who are also a big team in Division 2. They beat Clare well, and they drew with Meath kind of the second day. I don't think you could take maybe a lot from the first day they played played Cavan. I think they lost their goalkeeper maybe you know, the night before or whatever, and they stuck their cornerback into nets, and you know, that maybe the scoreline didn't reflect the game, but We haven't played them since 2010, so we don't know an awful lot about them. But I'm assuming that, you know, as the games grow on, that they're too going to be looking for a win, you know. So it'll not be easy, especially down in Clare. It's not given a great weekend weather-wise, so sometimes that can throw it up into a 50-50 game, and it could be anybody's then. So
yeah, I know. From speaking to Davy McLaughlin earlier in the week, Niamh McLaughlin is still out. Obviously, Geraldine is McLaughlin is still absent, but and Kate Keeney, but Niamh Hegarty Eimear Gallagher is back, so she'll be strengthening the side for Sunday's game.
Yeah, Eimear's got probably to full back hopefully again, and she kind of bolsters up your defence well, and she'll be great to have back. But yeah, the other girls are still missing, but we're travelling with a very strong squad, so we'd be fairly hopeful, you know.